This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us right here, toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Looks like some Bitcoin companies are teaming up with law enforcement to form what they call the Blockchain Alliance. Ian and Mark in the studio will tell you more about that. And then the group that is forming maybe against the Blockchain Alliance, which I hope to see that happen. There's a call for it over at Bitcoin.com. So who will be victorious in this struggle for power in the cryptocurrency world? Oh, I guess time will tell. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Aaron is on the line. Actually, he's on via Skype. And where are you, in Philly or Pennsylvania?
Yep, Philadelphia.
All right, Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Mark was mentioning that somebody should build a distributed torrent system. And I wanted to bring to his attention both Maelstrom and Madesafe, which are developing a system where instead of having, they want to decentralize the internet, basically.
The whole internet, yeah.
Sir?
The whole internet, yes.
Yes, the whole internet.
As opposed to just say, the way that one can go about getting movies or torrenting music or something like that.
Right, which would completely sidestep that whole situation, and you would, everything that you would, just as people seed torrents, instead of seeding a file, they would just seed a bunch of anonymous data that's saved by whoever, and it would be
when's that coming out?
I shouldn't say for sure. Right now it says it's an alpha, both of them, so they have their dev bundles out, and they're doing little alpha tests with closed communities in
a
couple of locations.
We've been talking about Madesafe. We've had their representatives on this program, 3 years now? 2 years? At least a couple of years, I would say.
Sometime.
So it's definitely
it's a huge project.
It's a big undertaking, no doubt about it. I mean, so is the idea behind Madesafe to really host the entire internet on other people's computers? That seems like a little hard to do. I mean, YouTube's probably got a lot of storage capacity, and I imagine that would be relatively difficult to distribute.
So what it would have is redundancy. You would store your data into the you would allocate a certain portion of your computer space, and then it has to have triplicate redundancy of everything. So about a third of what you allocate would be what you could save to it without having to pay additional money, because then you're providing more resources than you're using on the system.
Mm-hmm.
And then no one person has the whole thing, but every time someone turns off their computer, then the two copies that are left, one of them will duplicate itself and put it somewhere else on the system.
I see.
So now, it always maintains that.
All right. So, but I mean, in the early days, this idea of distributed internet content, I mean, one of the problems with things like Tor, for instance, is that, or there's some other systems that are, I guess, not really Tor, but there's another anonymity system out there where you're storing files. I think it's Freenet, actually. Freenet, you're storing files on other people's computers without them being aware that what is being stored, so who knows what's actually in those files. In those systems, it's kind of slow to retrieve the data. I mean, if you want to watch a YouTube video in HD, you've got to have some pretty fast throughput, right? So if this Madesafe is connecting to 1,000 different locations to download something, in theory it could come fast, but what if the bits that you need aren't coming quickly enough? I guess those are technical problems that they can overcome somehow.
It's actually built into the system that the more demand there is for a particular file, it'll propagate itself in the system like a virus.
So
I see.
They solved your little problem, pal.
They're brilliant. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I got to hand it to them.
So instead of a DDoS attack shutting down a server, it would just cause that particular web page to become copied millions of times across the network.
Huh. You'd want them to DDoS freetalklive.com.
Exactly.
DDoS is
distributed denial of service attacks.
Yes.
Great, Aaron. Thanks. And you said it was Madesafe. And what was the other one you mentioned?
Maelstrom is being actually created by the BitTorrent group, and that's in alpha as well.
And those will all be out next month.
hopefully by the end of the year.
Hey, thanks, Aaron, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And also, we're seeing new interesting developments in the world of buying and selling as well. We've certainly talked about the Silk Road here on Free Talk Live, the idea of this underground free marketplace or relatively free marketplace where people can sell things like drugs and fake IDs and other products without asking any government permission first. But the problems that we've seen with the Silk Road is that they are centralized. The Silk Road was on a server somewhere. I think it was Iceland, maybe. It was on a physical machine somewhere, and it could be tracked, and it could be taken out. And it was. And some of these other underground websites have been. But
it's
going to
be a real game changer if these things get instituted.
Right. And Open Bazaar is a decentralized marketplace where people can go and sell, again, whatever it is that they want to. Maybe they want to sell something innocuous like T-shirts. You can do that, too, with Open Bazaar. And they, I believe, are actually in some sort of a public beta at this point. I haven't checked it in a while, but I remember I was able to download it a little while back, like maybe 8 months ago or something like that. And so I presume it's even further along. And we're actually going to have the head programmer for Open Bazaar on the upcoming Bitcoin panel, which is going to happen this Friday here at Keenvention.
Wow, that's a big deal. I didn't even know that, Ian.
You didn't even know that, Mark? No. Wow. Well, there you go. You should pay attention to the Keenvention announcements. I thought I mentioned it on the air at least once. We're also going to have Gavin Andreessen, the head programmer for Bitcoin. He's going to be there, which is a huge deal. And Chris Pesha is the new head programmer at Open Bazaar. He's going to be on the Bitcoin panel. Our very own Derek J. Freeman is coming in from San Francisco to sit on the Bitcoin panel, so I'm excited about that. Of course, we've got Dr. Darren Tapp, who's the host of NeoCash Radio. He's going to be heading up that panel. Matthew Ping will be on the panel as well. He's more like a realtor in the Manchester area who can talk about the nuts and bolts of actually doing business with Bitcoin. And so it's going to be a great panel. Plus, the guy from Library, LBRY.io, Jeremy is going to be there, Jeremy Kaufman. And he's actually a late addition to the Bitcoin panel.
Right.
And Library is kind of a cool concept. I don't know if you've heard about that one yet, Mark.
I saw that you had posted it, but I didn't get a chance to really research it.
Yeah. Well, so we were discussing Popcorn Time and how Popcorn Time has been taken offline. Actually, we never really even got into the story. But the Library is going to be, it's sort of this distributed network that we've been talking about that'll make it easy for people to download and seed movies and music and actually reward the creators of the movies and the music with Bitcoin, essentially. My understanding, that's my basic understanding of it. I haven't really taken a deep look into it. I'm looking forward to learning more on the Bitcoin panel, which will be happening this Friday at Keenvention. Now, if you can't make it to Keenvention in person, you don't have to worry. We'll record the entire thing. But if you watch it on video, it's not the same as actually being there in person, where after the panel is over, you can actually talk to the panelists. So that's obviously one of the benefits of being there in reality. Keenvention is $60 for the entire weekend. If you just want to come up for the Bitcoin panel, you pay the day rate, which is $30 for the day. And you can do that at the door. You can use credit card online right now at keenvention.info.
Also, sounds like it's worth it just to see that speech.
It's going to be a speech. It's going to be a panel, and it'll be actually a 75-minute panel, so much longer than your typical panel at a lot of these conventions. Mark, you and I, we go to the radio conventions, the Talkers Magazine seminars in New York City, and their panels are like 50 minutes maximum or 45 minutes. So this should give plenty of time for everybody to ask questions. It's going to be, I think, a really valuable panel with some super Bitcoin expert types on it. So we were discussing Popcorn Time, which is an app or a program. I'm not sure if it's available for phones, but it probably is. It certainly is available for operating systems like Windows and Macintosh and Linux, which allows you to watch movies basically almost in instantaneous manner, like licensed movies, movies from companies that don't want you to be watching their movies for free. You can find those on Popcorn Time. So Popcorn Time is using the BitTorrent software behind the scenes. It's basically a pretty version of BitTorrent. So instead of finding a torrent online, downloading the torrent, waiting for the torrent to download, then watching whatever it is you've right. downloaded, the Popcorn Time thing allows you to search for the movie you want, click, and after it starts to buffer for a moment, it'll show you the movie. So it's a much more Netflix-like experience without having to pay for Netflix. And unfortunately, it's now been shut down.
I see.
But we'll tell you why. We'll tell you why it was shut down here. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then law enforcement teaming up with some of the big players in the Bitcoin world. That's not good news. We'll tell you about the Blockchain Alliance, and you can join us here and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. Liberty HealthShare.org.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us right here, toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've kind of got a tech theme here tonight. We've discussed the lawsuit against the NSA, which has been dismissed. So you got to protect yourself. You can't expect the companies to protect you. You've got to take steps like getting ProXPN to protect yourself. ProXPN.com/AMP to get a real special deal on ProXPN for Bitcoin users. And also, if you've got Bitcoin, you want to save big time on Amazon, just go to SaveItPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse.com. And you can start saving. If you've got Bitcoin, you can start saving tonight. If you don't yet have Bitcoin, then you'll have to acquire some of that. But you can go to SaveAtPurse.com and get started there. Learn more about how it works. It's super simple to do. In fact, you can regularly save 20%. That's the average in the United States. I have never saved less than 20%. I think maybe my first time I had to do 15% just to get past like a certain, like you have to do a certain number of transactions. I think it's one or two below 20%, and then they'll unlock you, and then you can go all the way up to 50% off. Ever since I've been unlocked, I've never gotten less than 20%. It's been awesome. And I've gotten as high as 40% off. Mark, you've gotten as high as 45%.
Yeah. Anything you can basically plan ahead for, it's great because you can get a huge discount.
If you don't need it now, exactly.
Amazon has everything you need in life, basically. And so you can plan ahead for a lot of things.
Right, so go to SaveAtPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com, and get started there. Start saving big time. Why not? You got nothing to lose. It works. I've done it more than 24 times over the last 10 or 11 months, and I'm super happy, a super happy customer here. Popcorn time. Is this wild ride coming to an end? Asks TheVerge.com, one of the two biggest versions of the illegal streaming service. PopcornTime.io was reportedly shut down for good last week. And not because of the government, necessarily. It was a dispute between the developers that shut it down. The website itself is now unavailable. The app no longer works. And the official Twitter account announced last Friday in what described as its probably its last message that users should instead download Butter, which is a legal version of the app, which... why anyone would do that, I'm not really sure. I mean, the point of Popcorn Time is to watch movies that you haven't paid for. So why the legal version would be an acceptable alternative, I don't understand.
See a bunch of movies no one would want to watch.
Yeah. Earlier, all the unlicensed movies or movies that copyright has expired for some reason. Earlier last week, a number of PopcornTime.io's core developers left the project, fearing the proposed inclusion of a paid anonymizing VPN service would lead to legal trouble. Many people involved in the project have held the belief that because the app doesn't make any money, that it's legal. Intellectual property lawyers would likely disagree. According to a report from... right, I mean, if you go out there and you post the latest album from Kelly Clarkson or whoever, and then people download thousands of copies of it, if you say, well, I didn't charge for it, that's not going to get you out of the copyright violation.
Probably not. But you know, one thing they don't do anymore that they did used to do was that they would go after people for downloading stuff and then have these huge judgments against them. So, you know,
do they not do that anymore, or are we just not hearing about it?
I haven't heard of a single case, and I've heard that they've stopped doing it.
Okay, that'd be good.
Because it's really bad press for them.
Like when they went after the grandmother because her kid downloaded some stuff on his computer, on her internet connection.
Lots of incidences like that, and none of those people, you know, it doesn't really matter whether they're grandparents or not. What matters.
It looks bad, though, when it's grandma.
They're going after somebody for, say, downloading 30 songs, and they're suing them for $60,000, and it's ridiculous.
According to a report from Torrent Freak, the remaining developers of Popcorn Time did try to keep the service running after their colleagues left, but they were unable to take control of the original domain name. And that's a problem. This is one of the issues that lots of businesses encounter this. You know, one person generally has access to the domain name. And if the business sort of has an issue, there's a discrepancy between the partners or, you know, the board of directors, and the one guy who's got the access to the domain name says, see ya, and he takes his access with him, your website's gone.
But isn't there, I've heard they've forked Popcorn Time.
Well, right. So the most popular fork of Popcorn Time is the one that is now shut down. PopcornTime.io was the Popcorn Time, the most popular of them. There are others. Now, the fork is What, Mark? Can you explain that for our
listeners? No, I can't.
Okay, good. So the fork is...
I can read things on the internet.
The fork...
Specifically in our chat room.
It's not something you eat with in this case. The fork is a different version of the original software. So you've got Popcorn Time. Someone originally created this thing, Popcorn Time.
Yeah.
And then it's open source, so they released it to the world. And then you come along, Mark, if you knew programming and you wanted to do something different with Popcorn Time. Let's say you didn't like the way they laid it out. You wanted to do a different layout that was snazzier or whatever. So you would then download the source code, and then you'd go in there and you'd create a fork of the software, meaning that it's based on the original software, but the code has now gone off in a different direction. And so then you would release that, and then other people could then fork off of yours. So I don't know how many different forks there are of Popcorn Time. But they do here reference one of them, and I'll tell you why you probably shouldn't use that one, or at least some are saying you shouldn't use it. In the last few days, someone has been
trapped.
Tampering with our infrastructure, mainly our DNS service, and we can't convince our provider that we are us and that we want to stay online, reads a message on the cached version of PopcornTime.io, which is their site. Since then, a developer for the app, identified as Wally, told Torrent Freak they have shut down the site servers completely. He said, "There's nothing I can do anymore. I deleted any logs that could be harmful for any other developer." So is this the end of Popcorn Time? Well, yes and no. PopcornTime.io was the most popular version of the app, endorsed by the streaming service's original creators, who left the service in March of last year. But other forks remain, including Time and the number 4 Popcorn, Time for Popcorn, which is hosted at popcorn-time.se. However, while the I.O. version was generally thought to be safe to use, the .se fork has been frequently accused of hosting adware and viruses that infect users' computers. And this is part of the reason why downloading things like music and movies from sort of the black market, if you will, the underground, is a dangerous activity sometimes, right? So, oh, look, here's this program, Popcorn Time. You can go to this website, download it, and then you'll get to watch all kinds of movies for free.
Who doesn't want to do that?
So, yeah, why would you want to pay for Netflix? Well, the cost is something you might not see. The cost.
I'll tell you why you want to pay for Netflix or Amazon Prime or something like that, because it's so easy to use.
Yes.
I've never used Popcorn Time. I have no clue, but I can tell you I can watch a movie on my big screen TV through an app on my PlayStation 3,
yes.
This old console thing. Use a remote and have
and
the
works.
Same old television experience that I enjoy having. For in the case of Prime, I think it's less than $8 a month. I was paying, I don't know, God knows what, for cable 10 years ago, $40 or $50 a month.
That would be
for
the
cable
tier,
yeah.
Of cable. And most people are laying out $70 to $100 plus.
Right. My mother's over at over $100 a month for her whatever viewing experience that she's got to have. I don't even go over it with her because it just frustrates me.
So you might save the $10 a month on Netflix, but what you're actually paying here is you don't know what you're paying. If you've got adware and viruses that have been infected into your computer because you've downloaded this other version of Popcorn
Time,
then that's a huge problem. And that's not worth it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and this is Free Talk Live. We'll see if there's an update from the cop lockers here in moments.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We've got gear. T-shirts are available online at gear.freetalklive.com. You can get your pre-order in before October 31st to be part of the initial run of shirts. There are a couple of different designs available to you. One with the Free Talk Live logo.
Much more than a couple. There's all kinds. Well, there's designs and then different types of shirts, too.
Okay, but there's only two designs, right? Last I saw, unless others have been added.
Two designs, several different types of shirts.
There's the FTL logo shirt, and then another one with the FTL logo on the back, and the words "Taxes are theft" in the Free Talk Live font across the front.
It's a bold T-shirt.
Yep, you can go and get yours. Pre-order them over at gear.freetalklive.com, and if there's enough of a pre-order, there we can maintain the great prices and incentivize more styles and options in the future. By the way, there are ladies' cut shirts, so don't worry about that, ladies. Gear.freetalklive.com. Go take a look for yourself. Our friends Damo Freeman, Brian Sumner from the Cop Block Mac Tour, the Mobile Accountability for Cops Tour, are in Noblesville, Indiana, where the warrants for their arrests have been issued allegedly regarding chalking the police station. They've armed up with more chalk They are, I believe, en route to the police station, or maybe they're going to go straight to the jail. I'm not clear on which place is their destination. As we learn more about what happens, if it happens during our live hours here tonight, we will bring that to you. I'm keeping an eye on the relevant places on Facebook, so I'll let you know that when it occurs. And the idea is they're going to turn themselves in on these warrants and then just see what happens next. See how long they have to sit in jail, because they're not going to bail out, which is, of course, what they expect you to do. They expect you to pay thousands of dollars or whatever the arbitrary amount is that has been set for you as bail, because you don't want to be in jail. Most people don't want to be behind bars for any period of time, and so they are sweating it out. They're calling all their family members. They're trying their best to, you know, get out of there. Well, Ademo and Brian are just going to go sit, and we'll see what happens. It'll be an educational experience at the very least for them and for the rest of us who are not inside the jail cell and watching comfortably, relatively comfortably.
Yeah, this from kind of educational experience I prefer.
So we'll inform you of that as time goes on here. We were discussing the Popcorn Time takedown, although it's been taken down by their own developers. There was a developer disagreement, which resulted in basically the site no longer working anymore. And there are other Popcorn Times out there. This is a piece of software that you could use to watch movies with. And I believe TV series were also on Popcorn Times. So you watch movies and TV shows without going through the official channels, which means you weren't paying money into the sort of the old system. Of course, as I think it's worth pointing out, if you don't support with your dollars the movies that you watch, then you shouldn't be surprised when they don't make any sequels and they don't make any more movies like the ones you like. So it is important to ultimately put some of your money behind the things that you enjoy, although the people who are in favor of so-called piracy, you could call it file sharing if you prefer, the people who are in favor of file sharing would argue that you should be able to watch these movies for free, because if it's a good movie or if it's a bad movie, then it's not good to pay money for something you didn't enjoy, right? Like if you've paid $15, which is generally what you'll pay, as much, you know, $10 to $15, depending on the matinee or whatever, to go to the movie theater and to watch something for the first time. What if it's a bomb? What if it's junk? What if the acting was terrible? The directing was subpar? You didn't enjoy the experience? Well, how many people will actually go and ask for their money back? And how many theaters will actually give it to you?
Yeah, okay. I don't have any clue whether they'll give you your money back or not.
You didn't like the movie? Well, we don't guarantee you're going to like the movies that you see.
Lots of bad movies out there.
Yeah. So, you know, the file sharing systems of the world allow people to sample a movie before they actually go and watch it. And, you know, I imagine that Star Wars, for instance, is going to be highly pirated, just as every movie essentially is. They all have pirate versions out there. But yet they're still able to easily, many of them are able to cross the blockbuster $100 million threshold, some of them within 2 weekends of being released. So the argument that file sharing has had some sort of deleterious effect on the movie business, I don't think it really holds water. And I'm sure the movie industry is really excited that Popcorn Time is going down, but it's certainly not the end of file sharing. Torrents are going to live on without Popcorn Time.
Yeah, I don't know. Like the philosophical arguments I hear, I can make arguments on either side. The question is, what are we going to do about it? And it seems like these industries are going to change. They have to change because this is what the public is demanding, whether we like it or not. No matter what you how you feel about it, it's going to change. And anybody who tries to stand in the way of progress, as it were, they're always going to be disappointed.
So you can share your thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of standing in the way of progress, Mark, unfortunately there are people in the Bitcoin universe, Bitcoin being an amazing decentralized currency, since we've been kind of talking about a lot of things decentralized here tonight. Bitcoin is decentralized money. It's money created by people on the internet. It is being used internationally in a lot of different places. Lots of companies are accepting it, as large as Dell Computer and as small as the mom-and-pop business maybe right there on your main street. We have that here in Keene. There are multiple businesses in Keene, New Hampshire, that accept Bitcoin, which I love, and hopefully we'll see more of them popping up over time. But unfortunately, some of these companies, the Bitcoin exchanges, are maybe not helping things. by being so compliant and so obedient. In fact, more than just compliant and obedient, but jumping to when asked to by the government to do whatever they're asked to do, even if it's not something they legally have to do, like forming a blockchain alliance. Here's a story from Coindesk.com, where a group of digital currency companies and organizations, as well as a number of U.S. law enforcement agencies, are establishing a new public-private forum in a bid to foster communication and education between the government and industry stakeholders. Dubbed the Blockchain Alliance, the initiative is being spearheaded by Coin Center and the Chamber of Digital Commerce, with support from a range of companies, including Bitfury, Bitfinex, BitGo, Bitstamp, Blockchain, Coinbase, and they go on and on and on with this list. But these are some of the big players. Blockchain.
Blockchain,
Coinbase.
Yeah. These are some of the big names.
I mean, I have a blockchain wallet. I have a Coinbase account. And, you know, I'm not happy about this news, but I'm also not really surprised either. Coinbase has always been notoriously compliant with the government, so this just takes it to a new level. The alliance will also draw support from several Bitcoin developers and the MIT Digital Currency Initiative's Brian Ford. Government agencies and departments are already taking part, including the U.S. Justice Department, the FBI, Secret Service, Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Marshals Service, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. More agencies, including international government agencies, are expected to join in the months ahead. The former U.S. Deputy Assistant Attorney General has been named to the board of Bitfury, and he will act as the group's first director. His name is Jason Weinstein. Both Coin Center Executive Director Jeffrey Brito and Weinstein suggested one of the primary goals of the initiative is to help change the perception that Bitcoin and digital currencies are, quote, a currency for criminals, unquote.
Yeah, they don't like that.
And I can understand that, right? Like, you don't want someone, when you're pitching Bitcoin to them, to immediately think of, oh, this is that thing you can buy drugs with. I mean, yeah. That could be a bad PR
or gamble thing. With or a variety of things.
Right. I mean, doesn't bother me. Personally, that's a perk for Bitcoin. But I can understand why people marketing the concept would feel a little wary of that one.
Look, there seem to be two camps in this in the Bitcoin sphere when it comes to, you know, working with the government or not working with the government.
The compliance camp and the freedom camp.
And I can see why you're on one side. I am on both sides.
Why?
Because you're not going to ever control other people's behavior, right?
Right.
I mean, that's kind of the idea of being a libertarian, is that other people get to do what they want.
That's right.
Bitcoin is a completely agnostic set of software. It doesn't care whether you comply with the government's rules or don't comply with the government's rules. So unlike, say, PayPal or MasterCard or Visa, Bitcoin doesn't care. It's like cash. Cash doesn't care whether you're buying drugs with it or whether you're buying baby formula. It's just a tool. And people are going to use the tool in however, whatever fashion they want to use the tool. I say, let them. Please, just use the tool.
Yeah, well, at the same time, I think these companies should get some feedback from the market, letting them know that we're not happy about it. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talking has begun in Noblesville, Indiana. We have been wondering when the boys from Cop Block, the Cop Block Mac Tour, mobile accountability for cops, copblock.org/Mac is where you can go to learn more about that. We've been wondering when they were going to show up at the Noblesville, Indiana Police Department and turn themselves in for a couple of warrants that were issued for their arrest. We had Ademo Freeman on the phone with us Saturday night announcing that they would be going there today.
Now, these are warrants for supposedly, from what best we can tell, these are warrants for writing on the sidewalk with chalk.
Yep.
Now, this is an activity, drawing on the sidewalk with chalk in some cases. This is an activity, of course, that young people would be able to get away with no problem at
all.
You
mean children?
Children, yeah.
These guys are pretty young.
Okay, well, it depends on your definition of young.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, what were you to say? So they can get away with it?
Well, they can do that. It's encouraged. Whereas sort of writing these things in the hopes of holding police accountable appears to be not so encouraged.
Yeah, well, they're right. The big
question, I don't think the law can really recognize it that way. Right? Like an activity that's okay, that's legal for one class of people should be legal for all of them, it seems.
Right. And, you know, the big question is if you went down there and were chucking pro-police messages like, I love cops, cops keep us safe, protect and serve.
We support the Noblesville PD.
Yeah, what would they do then? They'd probably thank you for it rather than arrest you for it. And so they have been had these warrants have been issued presumably for the chalking incident that happened several weeks ago. They were arrested in Kansas a couple weeks ago on said warrants. And obviously, you know, when you find out there's a warrant for your arrest, you better deal with it or else, you know, if you get
life's going to be really uncomfortable.
Yeah, you get out of one jail, you go to another state, you'll get arrested for the warrant there too if they find you. So they have decided to go ahead and handle this. by going and turning themselves in. And then the plan is to sit in jail and see how long they keep them there and see what they do next. The chalking has begun. They have shown up at the police department. And Brian Sumner, Damo Freeman are the two guys here that are, the warrants have been issued for. They're on the scene. They are there with some supporters, from what I understand, who are also, I don't know if they're also chalking with them. There's apparently a video feed, but it's only on cell 411 right now. And later, I imagine that will be available to everyone. Cell 411 is, of course, the super useful activist app that allows you to send out notices to your friends and your family members to let them know that you're in trouble. And so they've actually sent an alert on cell 411, and they're using cell 411 to send video out. So there are a few people who are in their network who are able to see this happening live. And I have one of them sending me the details on what he's seeing as he's watching the video. So they're chalking. Here's some of the things they're chalking in front of the police department. No damage, free speech, no victim, no crime, free Adamo, free Brian, no damage was done, and a bunch of dollar signs. So we'll see how long it takes the Noblesville Police Department to realize that this is going on outside of their department and send the officers out, presumably to effect the arrest for the warrant.
It does make you wonder why, you know, and this is the obvious resolve of these activists, why the police would want them back. Right, like they were well out of their state, well out of their county, right. Noblesville, well out of their municipality, but they brought them back, and so they brought back the chalking.
Now you've done it, so we'll let you know as that develops. Jesse's on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, guys. Hey. Just wanted to share something off topic here with you real quick. The,
sure.
I travel around for work. Right now I'm in New Jersey, but I'm actually from the Harrisburg area in Pennsylvania. But I heard you guys talking a couple weeks ago about unions, and I've got a really great union piece here. The job we're doing, we hire contractors to put in our sortation system. And,
what kind of systems?
Sortation systems for, like, distribution centers and stuff.
Okay.
And, we got working for this company who was actually trying to leave the New Jersey area, okay, because, of course, the taxes and all that.
Yeah.
So New Jersey State came back and said, well, we don't want you to leave because, you know, that would suck for us as far as, you know, the whole tax thing. So we're going to grease your pockets a little bit. So they bought them this whole new building, okay, and then paid for all this equipment. This comes from the state of New Jersey. Well, all that the company, which will remain nameless, the company then had to just pay for the labor. Well, since some of the funding was coming from the state of New Jersey, the company had to hire people based on the prevailing wage. Meaning we had people there who were literally turning a wrench for $70 an hour.
Woo!
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like my company, we were, I'm not sure how exactly that whole thing worked. We were a contractor of a contractor, but we weren't involved in that. And I personally would have had a hard time taking that myself. But the people that we hired, we had to hire people at that rate. Not only that, but 60% of the workforce that my company hired and everybody else on the job site had to be minority. Meaning if you had more than 40% of your workforce was a white male, then you got fined. It didn't matter what anybody's qualifications were. If it was more than 40%, you got fined. And there were actually bureaucrats who, that's their entire job. They come to the site. He was there once a week.
And count.
And count it. It sounds like I'm making this up.
We're the diversity police.
Yep.
Yeah. That is, I heard that when I first got on site about a month and a half ago. And I just, that's crazy. So when you guys, I heard your show. And unfortunately, I listen to your show on a podcast. I don't get to get a five. So I'm about 2 weeks behind. I listen to you while I'm driving around, but yeah.
That's an amazing story. So basically, the company was going to leave. New Jersey says, hey, look, we'll cut you a deal. We'll pay for the product. You pay for the labor and upgrade your systems for you. But they didn't realize that it would come along with all the regular strings attached of doing government work.
Well, the company is also getting, you know, they're getting tax breaks for like the next decade. So they're coming out way ahead.
And so
like,
they are, okay. Yeah.
The government bought the building, too, for them. Like, we're talking millions, tens of millions of dollars worth equipment and facilities and stuff that they just kind of, whatever. You know, taxpayers paying for it. It's a big deal.
Incredible.
And we have a good friend of the show that we've gone and visited in the past that has done a great – he's an architect and had done a great deal of work in New York City with the unions. And it seems like there are a lot of people who are sort of – that work with unions that are non-union that have a lot of problems with unions. I don't particularly have a problem with organizations, you know, people, employees getting together and – having their little clubs or whatever it is that they want to do. It's when the law gets involved that I have a problem. But in this case, he was saying that, you know, they would have, you know, the pipe fitters union would, you know, just refuse to touch, say, a certain box that's lying in the middle of the floor or something. So they have to get somebody else from some other union. Like, it was just this big thing about how much work I'm not going to do. It seemed to be what these employees were all about. And for me, having, you know, I've been an employee a great deal, and if and as somebody who might employ people, my concern would be, you know what, I want somebody who's going to solve problems, not somebody who's going to make problems.
Yeah.
And it just, the stories I hear, story after story after story, in dealing with the government and unions and things like this, it just sounds like a bunch of employees that make problems. Who wants them? You hire employees to solve problems.
Yeah, the problem in this situation is they had to be hired this way.
Sure, you know, sure.
We couldn't Which is why hire they somebody get, else.
Yeah,
right.
Well, because it's mandated, that's why they get to act the way they do. You know, they're protected. Hey, Jesse, great story, man. Thanks for sharing that with us tonight.
I appreciate
hearing
it.
From you. Sortation systems. That was a new one for me, too, Mark.
I've heard that term before.
Yeah, it's apparently a thing. You know, all the warehouses have sortation systems. They help people sort things.
Somebody has to sort the things in this world.
I imagine Amazon has a awesome sortation system in their warehouse.
Imagine that most of the sorting is done in up in emerging economies by people.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
That's what happens when you demand higher wages and bigger benefits.
You get sortation systems.
Time and time and time. Yeah, well, you know, robots do your job.
Yeah, it's true. Thankfully, they can't do our job yet, Mark.
Not yet. They're making art.
Wait, when you say that, you mean like the Google picture thingy that they have where it interprets photos in some sort of
All I know is that the claim is that you know, that computers are making art, that they're, you know, they're trying to figure out how to make computers more, I don't know, human, and one of the ways to do that is to have them create art.
So you can join us here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll give you the latest on the CopBlock Mac tour as they are still out front. Apparently, no police yet. What happens if you try to turn yourself in for a warrant and they won't arrest you?
You can sleep on the stoop.
Has this ever occurred before? I mean, how long do they have to sit out there? How many chalk messages are they going to be able to write before these cops actually take them in on the warrants they've issued?
Many, apparently.
We'll keep our eyes on this situation as it develops here. The Blockchain Alliance, certain Bitcoin businesses teaming up with law enforcement. There's a pushback. Some say we don't need the Blockchain Alliance. We need an anti-blockchain alliance or an anti-bankster group instead.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.